Hello, listeners, and thank you for tuning into the Roll One podcast. I'm your host and game master, Jake Lucas. If this is your first time, I recommend you go back and listen to the first episode. Roll One is a podcast where I play a Star Wars role-playing game with a group of New York City improvisers. Each episode builds upon each other, so it's best to begin at the beginning. For those of you who are returning, welcome back and enjoy the show.
One of the most gifted and twisted minds in the Empire has concocted a horrible new chemical weapon called Project Firestorm that could be used to kill countless innocents. The crew of the Iron Shrike is desperate to put an end to the weapons project, and so have turned to a seedy information broker for a lead. In exchange, the broker wants them to take back a shipment of spice from a group of Caridian criminals. After narrowly escaping an encounter with me, Bramok, the Iron Shrike managed to set down on the planet Bell Savis.
So yeah, you start heading in towards Bell Savis. I imagine you land at the nearest landing port. There's only one on the planet, and it's very small.
Oh.
The planet, you quickly get the feeling like this is not a very industrialized world. There's some settlements here. What you see is mostly prefab structures that look a little old and decrepit.
Are we in the outer rim or the inner?
Yeah, outer rim.
Core.
Oh.
So I'd like to roll outer rim
intelligence and see what I know about this locale.
Cool. Roll.
See if I can, you know, pick out a good spot for us to lay low and get the ship repaired.
Difficulty two.
Two successes.
What you know of the planet is there's really not much here. There's just the one starport. It's mostly unsettled. And those who live there have colonized the world within like the last generation or two.
Oh.
It was colonized around the time of the Clone Wars. It's mostly agrarian, some mining. The Star Wars equivalent of a small backwards town. The planet itself is mostly covered with extreme glaciation. It's in the midst of a massive ice age. Now, the ice shelves themselves, they're hundreds of meters tall. So imagine like the wall from Game of Thrones everywhere.
What you're saying, perfect time to colonize a planet during its ice age.
There are parts of the planet where there are volcanic vents where glaciation melts and they have these like giant like holes in the ice. And those holes in the ice are filled with rich, loamy soil, almost like jungle tropical areas because it's so warm and humid.
Where'd the water go?
From the ice?
Mm-hmm.
It's in the soil. It's now being used by all the trees and part of the small weather patterns. When you land your ship down, you see like like
hot springs almost.
Well, no, like like rolling off the sides of the glacier wall, going down into like a fog almost.
Yeah.
Fog rolling down off the sides of these steep ice walls and going down to like maybe a little bit of snow and then immediately into this rich loamy soil and into jungle.
Yeah. It's like a rainforest surrounded by glaciers kind of thing.
Yeah, very extreme and different.
Underwater, underground reservoirs.
Yep.
So the water's usually all like tapped in there.
Yeah. Soil's probably fairly porous too, so the water goes down and has been able to escape throughout the centuries.
Yeah. Volcanic soil is actually, very loamy, very absorbent.
Sounds like an easy place to get trapped, one of these holes in the ice.
Mm. Yep. There's a clear top, but no seemingly way out. Well, you gentlemen, you land. The starport's in probably one of the largest holes you can see. And you see there's a bunch of settlements there, like a small town almost set up around the starport. Ship lands, smoking, trailing debris. The Iron Shrike. I imagine the Iron Shrike lands, and then finally, when it stops,
jostles.
Like a piece just falls off and hits the ground, and coolant maybe starts spraying out of it. Landing ramp opens. Take it away.
Flint climbs out of the cockpit, is throwing the headset back under the seat. Climbs down out of the not out of the cockpit, the gunnery turret. Just mumbling to himself, you can't understand what he's saying, but he's talking about cats and stupid, thick-headed monsters. And he joins people in the cockpit.
Well, where should we start?
Well, the first thing to do is find a mechanic.
Good point. Need to get this repaired before anything else. Or at least set up to be repaired.
This one can see what he can do for the time being.
Can imagine, like, Tumas, like, gets up, like, gets his, like, you know, welding blinders ready. He'll go out, out the landing ramp.
Yeah.
And kind of, like, see that piece that fell on the floor. And then he quickly, like, picks up and tries to, like, weld it back on, maybe.
So you're going to go start repairing the ship right away.
Flynn sees that everyone's fine in the cockpit, follows Tomask out, and just walks out, just like storms out of the ship, and is looking around for any sort of authority that's there, or like a not authority, but anyone that owns a spaceport for port, like parking fees. A port authority.
Yeah. Yeah, you're able to pretty quickly see a port authority agent.
I walk straight to him.
Yeah. In my mind, the port authority agents are just, they're their own race in the Star Wars galaxy.
They're not, but go.
and at each spaceport, that's just the role that they are naturally
evolved to become.
Yeah.
Natural bureaucrats.
They're also call monitors and traffic guards. And...
Yep. Yeah, so they're the, what are they in Hitchhiker's Guide? The,
Not the Vogons. The Vogons are more boorish, though, yeah. I think.
That's true.
Yeah, I don't know.
So Flynn walks up to the Port Authority agent.
Yeah. The Port Authority agent sees you. He's a young human man, you know, tan skin, you know, he's black hair, kept short. He has sort of like a small, slight man, kind of has a bookish look to him. Can I help you?
Yes, I'd like to pay for parking, and let me know if there's any sort of mechanic on this world that can fix our ship.
Yeah, I could refer you to several mechanics we have here in the station. And he starts to give you the how much it's going to be to dock your ship there. It seems pretty reasonable.
I pay it.
Cool. So yeah, you get that straightened away. There doesn't seem to be too much in the way of paperwork or bureaucracy there, because this is sort of an out-of-the-way world. It's ostensibly part of the Empire, but they're so far out, no one really checks.
So I pay that, and so then you're, I write you're down dealing... mechanic names, and then he starts to feel a little looser after that, a little less tense. He's getting really nice customer service. He tips the guy. He's just like, thank you for your professionalism. I greatly appreciate this welcome to your planet.
Nice. So you are talking with him. Tumask, I imagine, are automatically trying to start repairing the ship. What are Bosch and Levo doing?
Bosch has decided to grab his stuff and go explore this beautiful jungle.
As soon as he's getting his stuff together, like, where are you going?
And Bosch picks up his spear and kind of straps it on, and he goes, well, just going for a walk. When we were flying by into the spaceport, it just, you know, looked like some interesting territory, and we're gonna be here for a bit.
True.
You want to go for a little hike?
Sure.
Gartatha growls something.
You want to come too?
He nods.
Okay, make sure you bring a bottle of water.
Serta is still sort of like sitting there, like holding onto her chair, looking frazzled. And she says, I think I'm going to stay here.
Not much for the outdoors, Serta.
She shakes her head.
Serta, do you have something to protect yourself with?
She thinks. And she realizes what you're saying, and she reaches down to her holster to one of the blasters that you guys have recovered.
All right. Just checking.
So I imagine Flint is, while he's in the middle of talking with the Port Authority agent, Bosch, Levo, and the Wookiee just like walk past him, and they walk past Tumas working on the ship. You start heading towards the town itself. How does Flint react to that? Does he tell him, like, hey, wait up, or... Like, you finish up with the customs agent, or you just let them do their thing and go separately?
I feel like he would come with.
Okay.
Yeah, he finishes up with the customs agent, tips him generously, and then runs after them.
Cool. Does Tumask stay with the ship and start repairing it?
I think Tumask might stay behind, and I'm sure once the mechanic comes by, he's like, Tumask is like pointing out everything that's wrong. Like, kind of like telling the mechanic how to do his job.
Cool. I have an idea for when we come back. So yeah, Tumask is behind. We cut to Flint, Bosch, and Levo. We just got like a small couple scenes of you guys walking through the starport.
So what I kind of want to do is So as we're walking through the starport, Bosch looks around and goes, "You know, I'm hungry. These ship's rations are just not doing it for me. I bet we could find something good out in this jungle."
Agartha growls in eager agreement.
"I like where your head's at, buddy." So Bosch sort of, I'd like to roll a perception check to see if I can see anybody around who looks like they, you know, have a good handle on the surrounding terrain.
Oh yeah, as you're walking past, you come across a farmer's market of sorts.
Oh, farmer's market, lovely.
Yeah.
Great. So is there a, like a hunter or a game stall at the farmer's market?
None that you notice. Actually, you know what? What kind of check could this be?
I could also roll a xenology check see if I know what lives here.
No, just roll this light side dice or this force dice.
That's ominous.
Yeah. Let's see.
Hey, just roll this force dice.
Yeah, you do see someone who has like animal pelts and they look like some sort of hunter.
Great. So I'd like to, so Bosch walks over and on the way samples a local artisanal cheese and picks up a bottle of kombucha and saunters over to the hunter and says, "Good day, my friend."
Someone want to play the hunter? Since Tumask isn't here.
Oh, that's great... I want to play Van Pelt so bad.
Good day.
We'll say the hunter is an Ithorian, which is a hammerhead guys.
Oh, okay. Okay. Cool. Yeah.
Classic Star Wars alien Ithorians. Yeah.
These are fine pelts you have here. Did you, I assume you hunted these in the surrounding environs?
Yeah, all these pelts.
Stick with it. Own it.
Find them.
Yeah, all these pelts hunted by me and my team.
Your team?
Yeah, we're the... I was going to say the Hunters of Rey, but... Yeah, we have a little hunting community here.
Well, my friends and I have been traveling through space for a few parsecs, and I'm craving something fresh. Got any recommendations for a good spot to go for a hunt? And I sort of heft my spear.
Well, we have lots of things to purchase.
Yeah, but I want something fresh.
Oh, nothing fresher than these. We caught these this morning.
Oh, there's meat inside the pelts. I thought they were just pelts.
No, no, you have more? He has meat too now.
Yeah,
meat now.
Too. Oh, sorry. Okay,
alright. Kartoffa is like rubbing the pelts and like inspecting them while you're talking.
Okay, great. Yeah, yeah.
Is Levo and Flint with them, or have they gone off to do their own thing?
No, Levo's sticking with Bosch.
Okay.
Flint's just kind of hanging around to make sure that both of them don't get into trouble.
Cool.
Thank you.
He doesn't say that out loud.
Okay.
He's just looming.
I hate this voice.
And Levo's really doing the same thing. Like, that's the thing. Flint and Levo are in the back, like, bored parents at a petting zoo.
It's kind of suspicious. He's looking around. We have bounty hunters on our tail and crap now. It's like,
I mean, yeah, we're security.
Keeping an eye on the crowd.
Right, yeah.
What are some animals on this planet?
Let's.
What these pelts or these meats would be.
We'll call it a gallus. GALLAS.
Who are we here to find?
Sounds like a
gallus.
We're trying to find the
Caridians
who stole the spice.
Oh, yeah. Okay, great. Yeah.
And how about Dismarns are also another one.
Gallus? Sounds like gallus. Like a deer-like thing.
Sure. It is whatever.
Like an antelope with like six eyes.
Ooh. The eyes are the best part. You make a soup with the eyes.
Why is it always the weird thing that's the best part?
Because that's what it always is.
Yeah.
Like, not just here.
In Star Wars. Yeah.
And we'll also say stone snakes.
Ooh, ooh, stone snake. Tasty. That.
Well, I don't know. I bet the meat underneath is probably pretty pretty good.
Yeah. So those are three animals you could have at your disposal
to
talk about.
Just gotta get to it.
Thank you.
It's like a snake that's a crab.
Great. So I point at the gallus pelt and I say, that looks like good hunting.
Yeah? Yeah? Lots of gallus around? Are you looking to hunt yourself?
I am, and I have the spear even more conspicuously than I did before. Yes,
Flint leans in, he goes, "Do you want to hire him to lead a hunting party, or do you just want meat?"
No, I just wanted to point us in the right direction.
Make a charm check, just to see if he takes to you. It's going to be difficulty too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Success.
But there's some disadvantages. Or threats.
Two successes, two threats.
That's a nice spear you got there.
Thank you.
Flint leaves.
Bosch follows Flint.
Levo follows Bosch.
You just talking to him and you're like, hey, I'm done with this conversation. You walk off. Gartatha's like,
I want to get shook down for my spear.
Gartatha was like looking at a pelt and he looks sad, but he like he looks around. He runs up to Bosch and he like he holds out his paw, his hand.
Do you really? Do you need?
He shrugs. He pats himself down to the, and shows you that he's not wearing any clothes.
Okay, so Bosch hands Gartatha the credits that he wants.
So he takes some credits and he runs back and he comes back. With a nice warm pelt that he drapes over his shoulders, and also like a stick of meat that he's eating.
That's awesome.
So I'd like to say to Gartatha, Bosch tells Gartatha that it suits him. You look good, buddy.
He's still walking a little hunched, but he's walking maybe a little bit more proud than he normally does.
Oh. Nice.
Less moody.
For sure. Like okay. A thunder shirt.
Yeah.
So this other man like walks up to Bosch. Can I just...
Sure.
So you're looking for a big game?
And Bosch, at this moment, has just taken his first sip of this kombucha, and so he sort of coughs and sputters a bit. Yes. Yeah, no, we...
I heard you overheard you talking before with that hunter. Don't listen to him. He's kind of full of shit.
Ooh, sounds okay.
Where's this going?
you sound mad at him.
Well, I don't like him, okay? I tried to join his little band of hunters, and they were being real rude and crass towards me.
It was like a poaching thing?
What do you mean a poaching thing?
You know, do they give out permits to hunt around here? Is that it?
No. It's every creature for themselves. And I've been trying to tell them for months now, there is a Dismar nest over three clicks into the woods, and I want it. It's got a fantastic horn. I just can't kill it myself, and you look like the kind of man that would be want to take this down.
Can I roll a xenology check to see if I know what a Dismar looks like?
Sure.
Flint's keeping his eye on this, but I think we're... Can we buy a backpack stall? I want to buy a backpack.
Sure. Can I just say, I love how John's, like, taking the game from me and creating a side quest. Awesome.
Oh my God, I felt like I failed miserably with that first hunter, and I want to redeem myself.
Is this new hunter? What species is he? Is he human? Is he what?
He's, like... He might be like a mutt, like a human something. Like he's a smaller kind of weaselly human. So I don't know if that would look like something.
There's a species called a balasar, which look normally like humans, except they have like these two little antennas sticking out of their hair. They're the... In Attack of the Clones, there's that one asshole who's just like, hey, you want to buy some death sticks? That.
Oh, him.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Cool. Yeah.
You want to go home?
You want to be one of those?
Yeah.
Go. With that. Cool. He's Balasar.
Balasar.
Balasar Galactica.
Great. So, what's the difficulty on the xenology check for knowing what a Dismar looks like?
This is sort of like an out of the way planet. It's not too common knowledge, so I'd say difficulty 4.
Oh my god.
Yeah. I mean, it's not likely that you would know something this sort of obscure.
Yeah. Ooh, that's a lot of difficulty dice. Definitely not.
Nope. You've never seen one before.
Nope. In fact, I have enough disadvantages here. I think they're probably pretty easy to kill.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
They're like, oh yeah, they're like those. They're like this big, right? Yeah. I saw them in a book once. I think.
The book didn't have other creatures to scale it with, so you just think it's as big as a shoebox, as big as the book.
Did you say you can't kill it by yourself?
Yeah.
A Dismar.
I need a team.
Don't look at me, Bosch. I don't know what that thing is.
No, well, I will help you. And he winks at the rest of us, at the rest of the party a little bit conspicuously.
Gartatha looks around like, I thought we were here for, like, what?
Yeah, I know.
Flint comes back. He's got a, like, he was only, like, two stalls away, but he's got a backpack slung over his shoulder now. Yeah. He's 50 credits lighter. And he goes, what's going on? Who are you?
This gentleman has offered us the opportunity to go on a hunt, get some fresh grub.
I look at Levo.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, are you handling this?
What do you mean, handling it?
You are the handler for this one.
Look, we're here for a reason. I don't know if we can go kill random animals.
It's not a random animal. It's a Dismarn. It's all got right. a great horn.
To me, dinner that is going to be
fantastic.
Kartoffa, like, is like sort of not paying attention to this guy for a second, and he points to his chest while like speaking in Wookiee. He points to Bosch and like points to his chest again and like nods at you.
All right, fine. We'll go kill the Dismarn.
We're going on a hunt. Is that what's happening?
Well, what the gist you're getting from Gartatha is, I can look after Bosch for this hunt.
That'd be great. I'll also go with you.
Gartatha doesn't understand that, so why he has to, but...
I mean, you've let Bosch go on his own before.
I have, and that was a mistake on my part.
No, honestly. You don't have to be chained to him. You can be your own drug.
I kind of like that, though. Because at this point, he hasn't been had that part taken out of him yet, so...
Okay.
Just want to put it here. If I'm the only one who wants to do this, do not have to do this.
Alfonso really wants
to. I'm just playing the character.
But does Flint? Don't worry. Flint be just like, yeah, sure, fuck it, let's go on a hunt?
Is anyone going to go through with, like, hunting the Caridians and fighting them? Or are you guys just going to, like...
I mean, they might find us. Who knows?
I mean, I have some ideas.
Shit. I have an idea as well. We'll see how it plays out.
Also, Levo lets Tumask know where we're going.
So Flint's just standing there, and you can see him weighing, because he's a city boy, but he likes meat. Mm. And so he's just kind of like thinking. He's got his hand on his backpack strap. Go ahead.
And Bosch puts a hand on Flint's shoulder and says, I see what you're thinking. Dismarn is, think of like the most succulent duck you've ever seen in your life, but bigger.
I'm staring off into space while you do that.
It's juicy. It's been roasting on a spit for hours, slowly.
Okay, I'm in. Okay, that sounds good. Yeah.
And it was like, Tumask, we're apparently gonna go kill a thing. A Dismarn? A Bismarck? One of those.
Can Tumask roll? Sure. Xenology?
It's like four difficulty.
Yeah, four difficulty four.
Although he's on a data pad, can you just look it up?
Can't wait for it's not like the internet necessarily.
Giant
yeah.
Oof.
Yeah.
No. Fail.
What? Fail.
It's a wash.
Oh, I didn't see that.
We're one threat.
One threat. So yeah, you hear Dismarn, not Dismarn, just like Bosch has been hearing.
Oh, that's the thing. There is a creature called a Dismarn that is like a pet. That's like a small house pet.
So you've been misunderstanding what it is.
Awesome.
And so Tumask hears you guys repeat Dismarn as well. And Tumask is like, what, really? That's it? Right?
Yeah.
Dismarn? This one says bring a few back for him.
All right, but I've got to go back to the ship to get my more equipment.
Okay, sounds good.
I've got a rifle for this exact scenario. So he takes the backpack and heads towards the ship.
Okay, so you're running off. So you four with Gartatha are going to be going on a... you three and Gartatha are going to be going on a hunting trip instead of tracking down the Caridians.
Apparently.
Jake, you keep bringing this up.
I'm just saying if that like makes sense to you all.
Just following.
Yeah, no, it's good. I'm
literally sitting next to Deus Ex Machina.
I just want to know if anyone's gonna be hanging around, sure, and actually also if we're gonna like do a split screen sort of thing, someone's sticking around and looking for the Caridians, or is it just gonna be you four and then Tumask is gonna still keep repairing the ship?
Tumask is going to keep repairing the ship. Yeah. He's not going on the hunt.
So while Flint comes back to the ship, he gathers the things, and I'll mention those in a second, but he goes to Tumask and says,
Tomask, we're going on a side trip here. But if you're staying with the ship, then perhaps you can put out some feelers for these Caridians. Once we get back, we can start planning something. We need an outing here. For sure. Been trapped up on this boat for too long. Does that sound good?
What?
It was like headphones on while he's working.
Yeah, like just... like the whole time.
Tomask, do some research on Caridians while you're in the ship. Does that make sense?
Oh! This one is going to repair the ship, do the research, save the day!
We hired a mechanic, big, ugly lizard.
Have you seen the mechanics on this planet?
I don't care.
That's a no! They are not adequate!
I imagine you guys have already... maybe this has been a little while, and you guys have already hired the mechanic, and there's this bumbling four-armed alien trying to repair the ship. And he's, like, really reedy-looking. He's almost like... looks like a stick bug. And he's just, like, dropping tools with one arm, but just, like, barely catching it with the other.
Sorry.
Look, the guy gave me a list of mechanics. If you don't like this one, fire him and go find another one, and then do the research that's proper. We need you on things that are more important than fixing the ship when we can hire somebody to fix the ship.
What exactly is it that everyone else is doing?
We are going to hunt for food. You already gave your tacit agreement to this idea. You said, bring me back some. Do you not want that? That's fine. Just let me know.
These marns are delicious, okay? Fine. This one will do the research.
Thank you. And Flint goes and grabs his sniper rifle. Has his blaster in there and slings a heavy one of those blaster rifles in his backpack as well, and some MREs, water, goggles.
You're just like raiding the place. Meanwhile, yeah. Serta's sort of looking over her shoulder at you, but she set up shop on the Jarek table, and she is she's like data pads in front of her, and she's taking notes and recording things and like fully getting to work on. She's been working a lot lately. I don't know if you guys have asked her what she's working on, but she's pretty heavily involved in it right now. She sort of made the space hers, and she just sort of watches you as you eagerly grab everything. Like a kid on Christmas, just like, oh my god, this, before running off.
Sweet. So Flint's like walking past her room again for like the fifth time.
Oh, she's in the common area.
In the common area. Walking past the common area for the fifth time and glances over and sees that she's working really hard on something. It kind of stops, and he's got his like goggles on, he's all, you know, ready to roll, and he just turns and goes, what are you doing?
I've been compiling notes from what I recall from Project Firestorm, and I'm trying to figure out if there's a way we can counteract it somehow.
Noble work. Carry on! And he leaves.
I just imagine like the sort of flute goes, the actual flute note going up when he says carry on and bounces out.
Like, you're all like chipper, and she has like the somber air about her.
That's about right.
We all process in different ways.
So you go running off, and we do a wipe of you practically skipping down the landing ramp. We do like a clockwise sort of wipe. So we cut to now the four of you, five of you, because Gartoff is there, moving through the thick jungle. It's not too thick, but moving through the jungle of Belsavis, you know, you have the stars above you because there's no thick atmosphere on the planet. Like, the atmosphere is mostly contained to these vents in
hot
the ice.
Hot pockets,
yes. For the audience, we unfortunately lost a half hour of audio, and we called them hot pockets before. It was a great bit. Just trust us on this one. We'll call them hot pockets. I imagine this episode is going to be hard to record, so please, or hard to edit, so please just, like, have some patience for this one time for me. It's going to be Christmas.
Oh, I know. All the
Are
awful,
you talking to yourself?
All the awful emails you've been getting.
No emails, unfortunately. Yeah. Just, like, one word of mouth thing.
Man. You're just waiting for someone to email and yell at you.
Kind of want it to happen.
Yeah.
But like, I kind of don't. I'd rather hear like fan mail. People be like, oh, this is a pretty cool thing. Here's this idea I had. Could you do this differently? And I'd be like, haha, I'm important. All right.
The noblest
of intentions.
Yes.
I just want accolades.
This is how Jake measures success.
Fan mail.
Like a cult leader. I mean, fan mail.
Man, if I could get a cult's numbers, that would be amazing. Holy shit.
This podcast really needs cult numbers.
That's what, yeah.
That's what we're shooting for.
Scientology?
Look, they've got a
maybe that's the thing. Maybe we pitch it to Scientologists.
They have aliens. We have aliens.
Perfect. We are aliens.
Perfect Matt. No.
So we are now, you five are walking through the forest. That's where we were at.
Mm-hmm. So Sean is leading the way, and he's like dodging like between trees, like doing like rolls and, trying to be like stealth-like. But also really ridiculous.
And Bosch looks over and just says, "So, what is it that happened the last time you hunted these things that you couldn't take them out on your own?"
"I've never tried. I've always seen them and wanted them. I've tried to get the other hunters down here with me. You know how valuable the Dismarn's horn is?"
"Wait, Dismarn?
Dismarn! We're hunting a Dismarn!"
"Thought we were hunting Dismars."
"What's the difference?"
"Yeah.
Well, Dismar's a little reptilian pet. You keep it in a sort of terrarium. They rarely get larger than 15 pounds.
"You eat it?"
"You can."
"Is it a pet that you eat?" "Okay. You said it was delicious."
"You can eat most pets. It's just not advisable."
"Okay. Wait, so that's a Dismar, and this is different?"
"Imagine a Dismar times... like 1,000.
All of a sudden, you're...
it sounds echo just like that.
"Bosch, you said this would be delicious."
"It might be delicious. I don't know.
They have a weird taste to them."
"Oh, now you..."
"I wouldn't say delicious, but edible."
Quick question about Jean.
Yeah.
How is he dressed? Like, does he look capable?
Short answer, no. he's got, like...
just the conviction. Absolutely fucking not.
Yeah. He is in way over his head. It's kind of, like...
There's a reason the other hunters didn't want to come with him.
No. And it's kind of like... there might be, like, the other hunters are like, "Yeah, bring us back, you know, a piece of Dismarn, and we'll let you in," kind of a thing. Like, it's
this
a kid...
this is the unassailable task to get you away.
Nobody's able to hunt a Dismarn. So if he's able to do it, he'll get, like, a sense of pride or accomplishment. But at the same time, he has none of the skills. So he's got, like, pieced together leather clothing. He's got a nunchuck as a weapon.
Great hunting weapon.
I imagine the nunchuck, instead of being connected by a chain, is connected by a little energy beam.
That's right, being Star Wars, that's how perfect. That's how it works. Things.
There actually is a thing like that in Star Wars. It's called a Sinai staff.
Ooh. Cool.
Well, in Last Jedi, we did see like electric whips, like suctioned whips and staffs.
Yeah,
nice. On the Praetorian
guard.
Yeah.
That was a cool fight.
Imagine, like, if there were two other Praetorian guards, they'd be using this nunchuck.
Yeah. Like, and then
that's what would be their things.
I think there was one that did have something similar. It was like a staff that they broke in half.
Yeah, it was a three-section staff.
Yeah.
It's a traditional, like,
there's a version of that.
It's like a three or nine-section iron staff, something like that.
So I imagine Sean also has kind of, there's maybe like a little, like a little netting kind of a thing that he could use to, like, capture smaller creatures. Definitely not the size of a Dismarn. And he's also got, like, three, like, skin bags with different liquids in them.
Okay.
Does he have a weapon?
The nunchuck. That's his only weapon.
No range.
And his intuition.
I don't really have a ranged weapon either.
Yeah.
It's true.
So upon hearing the Dismarn noise, Sean takes out one of the skins, chugs some of it, and tosses it over to Bosch.
Bosch takes a smell and says, what is this?"
I it's a special recipe. It's my fighting juice."
"Fighting juice?"
Our hunting juice, if you will.
So, like, it's like a performance enhancer, and Bosch sort of smells it and tentatively takes a swig, and he doesn't like it very much. He really is not a huge fan.
I imagine he's grimacing like someone who's drinking, like, beer for the first time.
Or not so much beer for the first time as, like a college freshman trying Goldschlager.
Yeah.
You know? Because, like...
Memories.
Yeah. by the way, like, for the audience's benefit, I'm rolling the force dice to determine whether or not I like the beverage. and he kind of tosses it back. Sean, you can keep that, man. That is an acquired taste.
It's an island specialty, or a hot pocket specialty, if you will.
Hot pockets.
I mean, they're not islands.
I mean, they're technically islands. Yeah, kind of. Yeah. Well, yeah.
They're like anti-islands.
Yeah.
So then instead of being over the water, it's below the ice.
Yeah. Sean gets it back, and then he tosses it over the same one over to Flint.
He also tentatively sniffs it, and he's not really into it. He takes a sip and just, you can have these back.
Yeah, it sticks in the back of your throat,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's just there. Yeah. It's there. How long does that go away?
I'm still swallowing, yeah. And I can still, it's still...
What about Garthok?
Okay. I was waiting for them to finish their bit. Gartoff, who we haven't seen for a second, like, leaps down from the trees above and, like, lands in a crouch. He grabs, like, just swipes the canteen
sometimes
out of your hand.
It's nice, you know?
and sniffs it, and he takes a sip. And he drinks it like it's water. He just, like, takes a few gulps, nods, and then holds it over to Levo.
What?
And he leans in and growls. Like, drink. That kind of like...
I don't drink things.
He glares at you and rolls his eyes.
You'll short me out. Flint is scanning the underbrush through his scope, looking for anything that might be coming at them.
Cool. Roll a perception check. Gartatha doesn't, after that, doesn't give the canteen back to Jean. He just like holds onto it himself and is like casually drinking it.
Do Wookiees have a propensity to just kind of take stuff?
Not usually
particularly.
Alright, I was just curious.
It's going to be difficulty one red, one purple.
Cool.
I succeed. One success.
Yeah. So you're looking around and you step forward a little bit. You push back a couple branches and vines, and you see ahead of you the ground sort of like goes low for a second into a clearing, and at the other side of the clearing the ground goes up steep again. And you see like a rock wall almost, and in the rock wall is a cave, and you see something lurking within the cave, like the shadow of something.
Jean, there is something in that cave this way, and I pointed out. It looks large. What is that?
That's a Dismarn. Man, some of them grow 10, 11 feet tall.
And we are hunting this for sport? For money?
I thought it was for the horn.
The horn.
I mean, when we went out, I told him I was hungry.
I was under the impression that this was for food.
You were talking to those other hunters about sport, about going out.
Well, it's because they were being cagey. I thought they might have had rules about poaching. Are we
poaching? No, there's no rules here.
While you guys are
a hot pocket,
while you guys are talking loudly,
Jesus Christ!
Yes.
Rules, just right. Outback hot pocket.
Oh boy! So I rolled a perception check for this
thing. In the world, would give you diarrhea faster than an Outback Steakhouse hot pocket? Like
an Outback Steakhouse lean pocket.
Tap water and Cozumel. I know that one firsthand. That laid me up for 2 weeks.
So you roll a perception check for the Disney.
Yeah. So are the five of you sort of like bickering and arguing?
No. So Flint just saw a giant monster. He is keeping his eyes.
So Flint's eyes are on it.
Yeah.
Flint watches as this thing emerges. This thing is, as Jean said, easily 11 feet tall. It looks kind of like an arachnid. Actually, more like a camel spider.
That's horrifying.
There's an episode of Doctor Who where the spider lady takes over Manhattan, and it looks like a spider with like a centaur-y top.
Oh, yeah.
Neat.
That's what I'm picturing. Yeah.
Well, this doesn't really have like a centauri thing going on.
Like, is it like what if a praying mantis was a spider?
It's six back legs are sort of ant-like in the way they look, and its torso is long and narrow, but it sort of bends upwards almost like a stick insect. But its claws dangle from where its shoulders would be, and they dangle downwards almost like imagine an underslung rotary blaster. Or underslung like rotary like cannon almost, but its claws are sort of down like that, and they're really sharp and pointy, almost like a bullet shrimp.
Okay,
imagine like a large, terrifying bullet.
Good
shrimp.
God! If this thing has
with a horn,
organism,
it does have a horn on the top of its head.
If an organism was that size and could do what a bullet shrimp can do. It would just blow up the planet.
I mean, yeah, that's
like
true.
That would destabilize the continent.
I think it's just formed like
one. No, I get it.
I'm just playing
it out in my head.
Because the physics of that, yes, it would blow up a planet.
It would Dragon Ball Z a planet.
Yeah. Ball zone. Don't worry. Jean takes out like another flask, another like skin thing, and he's like, it hunts mostly by smell. And he opens it and he splashes some of the liquid on himself.
I know this thing hurt us, right?
Because it's
too late to hide.
Jean, could you make a survival check for me?
Yeah.
Difficulty two.
Is one of those a red because it's against the...
No. Okay. I think that's fine. Okay, cool. Okay.
It's true.
Yeah, it's true. That
scent mostly by smell.
Pheromones, yeah. That's how insects communicate.
So Jean is putting the I'm assuming it's Dismarn piss all over himself.
It's actually Gallus piss, like the
deer like thing. One thing I want to say about this particular Dismarn, its torso is covered with a ton of tiny other Dismarns. Whoa. So this is a mama Dismarn. Nice. And you're coming up on her den.
All right, it's disgusted.
Roll initiative.
I don't want to kill him, mother.
Woo!
How hard would it be to run away from this thing?
We have.
We'll find out.
We almost.
We have four from Levo.
Smell how you smell.
Yeah.
Two from.
I spent that experience for.
Two from Gartatha.
Three successes.
Three. All the way from Bosch over here to my right.
Sean's going to contribute zero.
Zero.
Three from Flint.
Three from Flint. Jeez, what's guys. Up? And let's see this Dismarn. Three as well.
Ooh. Is it okay that I said it hunts primarily by smell?
Sure.
Do I have to flip something for it?
No, we're good.
That's a thing bugs do.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah, it's not like you said it can only see us if we can see it, I think you're good.
Just cover your eyes!
What was it, the ravenous bug bladder beast of Troll?
Yeah. The ravenous bug bladder beast of Troll that believes you can't see it if it can't see you. Or the other way around.
Hero, villain, hero. So, top of the round, who wants to go first? Because you guys hesitated, I have something. Gartatha lets out a deafening growl, and he charges it.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, my
fuck yeah.
God. How far away are you?
You're mid-range, so he's going to take a strain damage, so we could get an extra maneuver, so we can charge in, claws bared, to try to take this thing down.
He does not like bugs.
I mean, he also probably hasn't hunted in a long time.
Yeah, he's like...
Sounds like he's going stir crazy.
He's been on your ship, and before that, in prison.
Yeah.
Sean lets out, woo! Like, he's so excited.
Oh,
shit!
Jeez!
Oh, my gosh!
You got a triumph. Gartatha, you're a beast.
Yeah.
So, what triumph, advantage.
And two successes.
Actually, one, two, three, four... Four successes total with the triumph. Ah, Jesus Christ.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Kartatha rips it in half.
Yeah, right? Picks it up and eats it.
We need some D10s. I don't trust computers to roll my dice. I know that's stupid.
No, that's
I know
fair.
It.
That's fair.
It's not truly random.
Want to run upstairs and get
yeah, I'll be right back. Cool.
Get the rest of my toys.
Yeah, good thing no we actually D10 did lose that audio because I completely forgot Kartatha was there.
Oh, yeah. And he did something fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Damn.
Jesus Christ. Yeah.
I almost think he should be holding onto its horn at this point. Dangling off it.
I love this Wookiee.
He's so much personality.
His
this
character
may change his Weevil's opinion of him. This is pretty awesome. I can't wait for Legal to get like protocol droid sub-routines and understand Kartatha and just be like, oh, it was just a language barrier the whole time. We're actually really good friends.
You don't even need a whole like sub-routine. You can just 25. Learn Triwa.
You should have left it.
Yeah, but I think it makes more sense he needs the like protocol operating system almost.
Fair enough, yeah.
I like the camo
that to even do that because right now just other languages are a completely alien thing to him.
Yeah.
It's a weird thing about playing Levi. I have to think like how a computer would try and think, I guess, and what needs it needs.
Yeah.
Okay, so he knocks the thing off balance. He comes in with his claws, and its claws jart like its bullet shrimp claws jab at him, and he grabs them and sort of shoves the thing, and it stumbles backwards. Yeah, Kartatha. Jeez,
holy
man.
Crap.
Next slot, hero slot.
I'll take a shot at it.
Okay. So you quick draw your blaster. Do you aim?
Yeah, definitely.
So it's two purple. Red and a purple because you are at medium range.
Right.
And it has adversary one. A triumph as well.
Oh, nice. Good. A triumph. So two successes, two advantages.
This is
so I'll give it a
let's
black
kill
die.
This bug.
Cool. Another black
thing.
Die?
Yep.
Cool. And roll on the crit table.
Oh, yeah. Let me get the 2D there.
And it's plus 10 because it's already gone through once.
It's 80?
Yeah, plus 10.
Overpowered. Target leaves himself open and the attacker may immediately attempt another free attack against
him. Oh, fuck yeah!
Using the exact same pool as the original attack.
Oh, fuck yeah!
Awesome.
So imagine, yeah, Levo's just like taking, like, taking a bunch of shots at the thing.
And he like rears up because he's angry at you, but he doesn't quite know where the shots are coming from. And
see, those cancel out.
No.
So, it's a fail, but I get
three
advantages.
Yeah.
What do you want to do with those advantages?
Let me see. Do you?
I'd be happy to take the next shot here. Still, I got my... I trained on it with the blaster, so I feel like I can just aim
can't
and
do that.
Shoot immediately.
Oh, how much damage did you deal last time?
Oh, last time was two triumphs, so seven damage.
Seven damage.
Or two successes, I mean.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'll do two to give it another black.
Jeez.
The next thing. And then I'll do one to add a blue to the next action.
Cool.
Next hero action.
And it is the next hero slot. Who wants to take the blue?
I would like to. All right,
yeah,
so I'm
quick
gonna...
draw.
Nice.
Two shots.
And what blaster are you using?
The sniper.
Cool.
So that's ranged heavy. I aim one. I get the blue. And I take the shot. So Flint sees Kartatha charge. And is just like, ah! Then Levo shoots it, and he goes, Griff, and just keeps his eye on it and just takes the shot, which is a deep failure.
Yeah.
Yeah, with one advantage.
Yeah, you're maybe aiming a little high to avoid Kartatha.
I like it.
And so it goes over his head as it sort of stumbles back from Gartatha's knocking it over.
Weak.
Do we have any sort of incendiaries with us?
No.
I don't think so.
Okay. We should probably get some.
This thing stabs at Kartatha.
Fucking badass Kartatha. Jeez.
All those blacks.
Oh, yeah, the three black die. Oh, but he got a triumph.
It is one success.
No, he just has the triumph.
Just the triumph. Yeah, the triumph and.
A threat? Disadvantage.
Oh, no. Never mind.
Oh, he had two.
It cancels out.
Oh, okay.
So it has a triumph.
Shoot.
And nothing else. It's a triumph and a fail. So let's see.
Wow. They're really going at each other. Kartatha and Dismon.
Well, you know, when you had that other shot, it was perform an immediate free maneuver.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, well, we'll keep it.
I mean, you didn't hit it.
So. Oh, yeah, I didn't even hit it.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, I think it works out. So it's going to knock Gartatha over. So it stabs at Gartatha, and he, like, Gartatha dives out of the way and rolls, and he lands in the mud a little ways away from it, because there's a small little riverbed coming out of the cave.
Oh, man. Nothing's more angry than a muddy Wookiee.
Oh, he's going to smell like wet dog later. Next hero slot, Jean or Bosch?
I'll take it. So Bosch, I would like to... Let's see. I'd like to see if I can roll for stealth.
You can try to sneak up on it?
Yes.
Cool, roll it. It's going to be difficulty one red and one purple.
Okay, and that's...
And because it's in the heat of battle, it's not paying attention, you're going to get a blue.
Okay, and I'll take another blue because it's an agility-based check. So this is for a stealth maneuver to get behind it.
Cool. It's a good ways away, so your full round's going to have to be moving around.
I see. Okay. Oops. Oops.
Oops, all berries. you have one advantage and a failure.
Captain. One advantage and a failure. Okay, well, so I try to get around it, but it notices me, so I'm not going to get the drop on it. So I guess it's just a regular move action.
Cool. Yeah, I assume you want to get into encounter range, so...
Yeah.
You can spend another... You take the two strain to get an extra maneuver, so one maneuver to get to close range, another one to get to engaged range.
Well, that's okay. I'll stick back then, and just... Because I can't close and attack with him, so I'll stay, like, a step back.
I'm saying you could attack... Yeah. Close on attack. Yeah, right. It just takes two strain because you get a bonus maneuver for two strain damage.
Okay, I'll do that. Cool. So that takes me down to 10 strain.
So I imagine you come, like, barreling down the sort of the slight hill, running as fast as you can, but keeping low to stay quiet. And one of its eye stalks follow you. So, like, one is trained on you as you move.
and so Bosch just sort of makes eye contact with the stalk and says, "Keep staring, ugly," and moves in for a stab with his spya. Okay, so what's the difficulty? One
red, one purple.
Yep. Okay, and down to 9 strain.
Ooh, another triumph.
Just a triumph.
Which is a success, so you do hit it.
Yeah, great.
So you could hit and crit, or you could use that triumph to activate a weapon quality or something, but... If you do crit, you're going to add 20 to your roll because it's already been critted against twice this round.
A triumph is an instant crit?
Mm-hmm.
It can be.
Yep. Wow. You could use it to trigger a crit.
This weapon says it has a crit rating of 2. What does that mean?
You could spend 2 advantages to do it.
I see.
Does it have vicious?
Yes. Defensive 1, pierce 2, vicious 2.
Ooh.
Oh, so yeah, the pierce goes through
and
some...
If
oh,
I
vicious act- 2.
And so- if I activate the weapon quality instead of doing the crit, it adds 2 black die to the user's next... Oh, never mind. No, that's not true. No, don't worry about that.
So the crit, because it's already taken 2 crits and with a vicious, whatever you roll, you'll add 40 to it.
Jesus. Okay.
Yeah, so I assume you want to do the crit? Shit.
Yep, I'll do the crit.
Yeah, that sounds...
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so Bosch charges in,
finds a weak point,
Vibra spear at the ready.
53?
So up to 93. My god.
That's pretty close to just dead.
Yeah.
I believe. I think like 100 is like
at the brink, dead. The target suffers 1 strain each time he performs an action. So you stab your spear into its abdomen and pull it out, and it comes out this like yellow-green ichor. It smells awful. And it's leaking out of it as if you just like punctured a balloon.
And Bosch yells back to Flint, "I don't think we're gonna eat this thing."
Oh, I imagine it makes like a big chittering noise, just like
it's like never felt pain like this before.
Mm. Oh yeah, there's no natural predator to this thing.
Is there a hero slot
next? Yep, hero slot for Jean next.
Okay.
Yeah, so Jean's still at the top of the hillside, and he just yells down, "You guys are doing great!"
So that's his turn? You want him,
well, I can roll for leadership roll.
Yeah, okay.
Difficulty...
2? Or 3. 3.
So you guys are doing great! Don't hit the babies! It gets angry if you hit the babies!
I think it's already angry!
Nothing.
Complete wash. Sean's just standing back there just shouting.
Any more tips?
Yeah! Hit it in the weak spots. Don't hit the back.
All right, top of the round. Who wants to take it?
I'd like to try to finish this fucker off, if you don't
mind. Go right ahead. He's yours.
So with my spear still dripping guts
goo.
I mean, you can still eat it.
Yeah, well.
Oh no.
Nope. Nope. Lots of failures and an advantage. Two failures and an advantage.
So it stabs at you with one of your legs as you get close to, like, give you some distance. You're able to roll out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
What do you want to do with that advantage?
I'll add a blue die to whoever takes the next check.
Does anyone have Leva wants to go?
Sure.
Take another shot. Are you still up on the hill?
Yep.
Yeah. So that gets rid of these. Gets rid of these. Three successes.
Nice.
So that's 8 damage.
All right. So you fire off another shot. Him.
Yep. Cause a smoking hole with some more goo coming out.
Yep. You shoot right through its carapace again, and it's just like goo is
like
oozing
where its body comes bends up. You mean?
Yep.
Like shoots through there. Blah. Gross.
I imagine some of the ichor falls on Gartatha.
Oh, poor guy.
It's covered in mud, and now ichor.
What about the little creatures on it? On its, are they still hanging?
Oh, you
on?
Shot through some of them. They're clinging to their mother. Their mother. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Shot through a couple. They're just like.
Yeah, they're pretty helpless at that stage.
Maybe tastier.
I think
you
so.
You could probably roast them.
Yeah, the young ones probably taste like
the grubs.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, but these are like grubby, like little grub like versions.
Earthy lobsters.
I imagine like little baby spiders, so it looks like
thing,
but they're white and soft.
Ew. Ew.
Yeah.
I love them. We're trying to get some dinner.
No, you're not.
Hey, look, spiders are just forest crabs.
Maybe we'll find one of those deer things on the way back.
Like
Gartatha springs to his feet, and he lunges at the thing.
Oh, hell yeah.
Jeez, look at him go.
He's going to take a black dice because he's like slipping in the mud. For the next round,
dog.
Mm-hmm.
But he has 3 successes.
Just another big claw slice into it.
How many? What does Gartatha need to crit with his bare hands?
I think that's actually a thing.
I think it's 3
five,
or 4.
4.
Or I think it, typically.
What's for Tumask? What's the
Tumask is 3, but he's got the claws, so I think that's why.
I mean, I think Wookiees might have claws as well.
Yeah,
well.
I would say maybe 3.
Yeah, 3. Or, we'll say 4 or 5. Well, I'll look it up after the session.
Okay.
But yeah, he's going at this thing with his bare hands, clawing at it.
Awesome.
I think he like leaps past a claw and grabs onto the hole that Leva just made and starts trying to pull it apart, pull it open.
Oh.
And you hear like the rending sound of chitin starting to split.
Oh.
This thing is gonna go. It's going to stab at Gartatha because, oh god, why not?
Wouldn't you?
I mean, we're just basically support for Gartatha at this point.
And does he even need it?
Seems like he may need it a little bit.
Gartatha's a one man wrecking crew.
Yeah, you guys have never seen him fight.
Yeah, right? No. Really.
Not like this.
So he has 2 advantages. And 2 successes.
Damn.
Against Gartatha. Alright, so he's going to deal the damage. So it smacks Gartatha off of him. Gartatha takes a pretty hard hit. He looks a little dazed for a second. Gartatha's going to take a black dice. Going forward.
Now.
Hero slot.
Did I already go this round?
It's my turn. You win.
It's my turn.
Me!
We still have Jean, and we still have Flint.
Yeah. So Flint says, just put it out of its misery! And then draws his blaster and takes a shot.
We're trying
really, really hard.
So you let the sniper rifle
much better than
recharge while then you draw yours.
Yeah.
I'm
just glad there aren't another
slow fire,
like another
is the name of that
full grown one thing. Nearby that we know of.
And that's a fail. No, there they are. 2 successes.
Yeah.
Hooray!
Yeah.
Just 2 successes. That's with this fella. That's 6-7 damage.
Oh, 7. Okay.
So you shoot it through the carapace and you hit some of its young, who, you know, they blacken and singe and fall off. You see some of them maybe writhing on the ground, a couple legs spasming. Sad. Tragic. This is from this thing's perspective, from this thing's perspective, everything's like dying in slow motion and like sad music is playing.
I mean, at the same time, I imagine this big thing would wreck a town.
Oh yeah, props.
Yeah. I don't feel a lot of sympathy for the 11-foot bug. Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry. That's specious of you.
That's fine.
Yeah, right. We find out it's part of a diverse culture. Jean's been lying to us the whole time. This species killed my family.
No, I'm sorry. I cannot countenance anything with mandibles. I won't do it.
There's some...
You're really making me want to create a Hearts Jedi Master.
Please.
God, do it. I hate them. Like, IRL, I don't like Hearts.
I want to make me uncomfortable. I mean, I want to go to the planet of the spider people and the screen face people, so...
My favorite thing about the Hearts is how it, like, little mandibles spasm when it talks sometimes.
Does it have, like, a humanoid mouth?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. It spasms. That's so disturbingly great.
I love it.
They've got, like, six little mandibles, and they're just...
Like, spider elephant.
Like... Worse Zoidberg.
Jean's turn.
Zoidberg.
So
scary Zoidberg.
Jean seeing like this Dismorn like get wrecked by this crew, so he figures now's the time to jump in. So he takes out his nunchuck, starts swinging it above his head, and he throws it at the Dismorn.
That's what he does with it. Does it come back?
Okay, are you doing it at medium range? I mean, you'd have to move closer to get close.
Alright, so he tries to like lean forward and maybe like start sliding down the side of the mountain as he throws to get closer.
Cool. It's going to be difficulty 2 purple, because normally it would be 1 at this range for a ranged weapon, but this is an improvised weapon, so I believe that ups the difficulty by 1.
Okay. That's a success and a threat.
Cool.
2 threats, yes.
It doesn't go through its soak, so it just sort of hits the thing and bounces off.
Perfect.
Oh, and those 2 threats. You can give. I'm gonna give another black die to Gartatha because you hit Gartatha with it.
Like it bounces off and
hits Gartatha in the head.
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
Oh, man. Sorry about that.
The Gartatha lets loose a furious roar. Top of the round hero slot. Gartatha, I think, is going to take this opportunity to go, and he's...
Seems wise.
Yeah. He's still grabbed onto the thing, and he's going to try to tear open a hole.
5 brawn?
Yeah, it's a Wookiee. He's a Wookiee.
I mean, yeah, I'm not saying it doesn't make sense. I'm just saying. Damn.
Oh, jeez, even one with all those black dice. Wookiee
next time.
Dude, Wookiees are scary.
I mean, considering...
Those 2 things, yeah.
Yeah, but 2 successes,
2 successes, 2 advantages. 2 advantages. Okay.
Jeez, Gartatha.
Gartatha is still letting out a furious yell as his muscles strain, as he's still pulling apart the carapace, pulling it inch by inch. The thing is sort of too close for its own pincers to get at Gartatha, so it's like trying to snip at him.
Inside its defenses.
Gartatha's going to use those 2 advantages.
Just give it a black die because it's in so much pain.
Gartatha is going to give it a black die.
Yeah, fuck. That's intense. He's just like opening a hole in a living bug.
He's gonna rip this thing in half.
Oh, that's awesome.
Alfonso looks upset.
I'm sad.
Hmm. Why?
Because we're killing the mama bug.
Oh yeah, no, Flint's gonna have a fucking talk with Zahn right after this. Believe me. I've got it all planned out.
So can Zahn go?
Yes, Jean can go.
Jean.
Jean Melton,
Steve Zahn.
Yeah, can he go run up? Because he's sliding.
With the
Jean is played by Steve Zahn, by the way.
Just the image of Jean throwing the nunchuck is like making me laugh, and not even hitting it. Just the idea.
Sorry. So Jean?
So Jean is gonna, so he slid down the mountain. Can he go retrieve the nunchuck?
Sure, he could run up to try to grab it.
Yeah.
How poorly would John have to roll for Jean to die?
I mean, I don't think this requires a roll.
I wonder. Like, would you have to roll, like, what's the opposite of a triumph?
Make, actually, a brawl check to grab the thing without
it's
getting
legs
in the way of it.
Stomping
it's being ripped open.
Yeah, but it's
paying attention to me?
It's thrashing around.
And the thing fell on the ground.
So I'm trying to run through it.
Yep, it's a purple and a red.
Actually, this kind of hazard is a thing that you can negate with like a triumph or something. Mm-hmm. So that's something to keep in mind. Because it says you can get rid of environmental hazards. An active giant monster feels like...
Well, I think that's more of an opponent, but...
Alright.
Environmental hazards would be
creative.
Like... But yeah, but that would be like, well, yeah, it's good. Maybe like making the cave fall on it.
Sure. No.
No. Jean isn't injured or anything. He grabs at it, but he can't get close. He's like maybe a little too timid to get close to it.
Yeah, so like he slides down, he sees his nunchuck, he wants to grab it, and then he sees like the legs like kind of like wailing, and he's like he's watching them, trying to like time it out. And he's his turn back. Like he's just
he's doing that thing where he's just like
now's his turn. And he's just like kind of stuck there.
With his
Advantage.
Do you want to have him give a blue dice to the next allied character check?
Perfect.
Cool. So this thing is sort of rearing back. So it's trying to avoid it, everyone around it. So mm-hmm. Next person gets a blue dice, which Bosch will take.
Okay, so that takes me down to 8 strain. And then it's purple and a red.
Yep, purple and red.
So Bosch comes around just kind of like wipes the sweat off of his brow and sort of, tries to wipe some of the goop off of his spear, comes around to the front of it where it's grappling with Gartatha, and tries to shove the spear into the opening that Gartatha's making. And succeeds.
Yeah.
So that is 2 successes and 3 advantages.
I think you can nice. Crit again.
What's your 2 crit on your weapon?
3
is it
advantages?
3?
2.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think it's 2.
2? Jeez.
Wow. I think melee 2. Weapons have a lower crit requirement.
Crit 2.
Jeez. All right, so you have...
Plus 50.
Plus 50. Roll it.
God. So 95.
We just got a 95.
We got yeah, 93
yeah, so
this time.
93.
It's at the brink again.
Also, it takes strain every time it's been taking strain.
So it's now
going to
be taking 2 strains.
Damn.
And then that was 4-5 damage.
Yeah, what does Vicious do again?
Plus 2 for the crit.
Oh, just plus 2 to the roll?
Yep.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so this thing has 4 damage, Pierce 2, and Vicious 2.
Okay.
And Defensive 1.
So yeah, you spear. You jab into its chest again and come pull out. With viscera and ichor and goo and all that sticking off the end.
Yeah, just imagine like the long strands of yellow. It's still attached to the inside
God.
As you pull it out. It's like,
yeah.
I still don't think I want to eat it.
Is your hero slot?
No, that is now the villain slot. Okay. So this thing's going to go again.
Jesus, how much fucking HP does this have?
It's going to try to retreat into the cave. So it's with its full action, it retreats back and tries to run away. Yeah, hero slot now. It's now at medium range.
I'll try to fire on it.
Long range for...
Is Gartoth like holding onto the chest as it backs up? He's ripping open the chest.
No, I think it wrangles
actually
free.
Left foot.
Huh? Yeah. If he's at long range now.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Sniper rifle.
Go for it.
So Flint's going to take aim.
Take his
and
head
he's gonna,
off.
So he's going to aim... Oh, I guess he has to pull up the sniper rifle again, so he doesn't
maneuver.
Get the
yeah.
Yeah, he doesn't get the aim.
All right, so but that's long range, so I get the blue anyway. Mm-hmm. And then long range for that.
And long range. Oh, yeah, and you removed 1 purple
because you
get 1 blue and you remove 1 purple with mm-hmm. this sniper rifle.
Oh,
because of the scope,
yeah.
I think
that's what
it would have been.
It would have been 3.
Yeah,
cool.
I believe.
A little screw. It's not a failure.
But You have three advantages.
Three advantages.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you could make it fall prone, so that it has a harder time getting away.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I already went this round.
Oh, God. Disarming this target would be pretty brutal.
That's one of the things you could do. I don't think you do it.
Yeah, I mean...
Literally. It seems pretty hurt. Take off one claw.
Nah. Okay. I don't know if that would change its combat effectiveness too much.
Sure. I mean, could we flip a light side point for that?
Do we want to? Yeah.
You can make it fall prone?
Yeah.
Yeah, three.
Or is that four?
Or is it
a triumph?
That might be a triumph, I think.
That might be a triumph. I don't see it on three. No, I'm just going to... give one blue to the next person. And give the other two... Can I give one blue to somebody out of turn?
Yep.
I'll do that.
Who do you want to give the one blue to?
Who's next?
Yeah, it's
It's Levo is the only one who has a slot left.
So Bosch gets a one.
Cool.
Okay. I will, however, aim.
Okay.
And then...
Oh, well, that one blue is... He gave you one for the next one.
Oh, okay. So then it's these, right? Oh, actually, it's a little farther away.
Well, it's at long range, but I think your blaster's maximum range is medium.
Yeah.
But you could just make a maneuver to, like, rush down the hill after it.
Okay, then I will.
So it'll be...
That's all.
Wow. That is a triumph.
A triumph, a success, and an advantage.
Cool. Roll the crit.
Plus 60.
A lot of great rolls today.
You don't have vicious, so it's only plus 40.
Oh, okay. What? 99.
Crippled. But you also deal enough damage to kill it.
Yeah!
So it's trying to retreat away, and your blaster shot hits it. It lets out a piercing, chittering screech. And it falls to the ground.
Right below the head, where the head meets the upper body.
Yeah. Its legs twitch and scratch at the ground for a little while, but its movements eventually slow. Its thrashing becomes less and less violent until finally it goes still.
And then Jean yells, "Don't let it escape!" And pulls out his net, his little net, and throws it over the beast.
Oh,
so it goes like on my. The horn.
Yeah.
So you rush up. Jean rushes into the cave after and throws it at the.
At
thing?
The one is pretty much kind of dead. Like, yeah, kind of a it's thing. Dead. It's definitely like he doesn't realize it. Everyone else has.
What the hell is wrong?
So, Flynn.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Roll One. If you enjoyed listening, please rate us on iTunes. And most importantly, tell your friends about us. Also, follow us on Facebook or on Twitter at Roll One Podcast. If you have any comments, questions, or concerns, shoot us an email at rollonepodcast@gmail.com. Levo 3 is played by Tom Wilson, who can be found on Instagram with the name IMTDubs. Bosch Trebia is played by Evan Boshi, who can be found on Twitter at BoschTunes. Flint Cross is played by Alfonso Giansanti II, who can be found on Instagram with the name Fonzilicious. Tumosk is played by John Barcello, who can be found on Instagram with the name John Barcello. Roll One is produced and game mastered by Jake Lucas, who can be found on Twitter at Jake A. Lucas, or on stage with his sketch team Candy Ass at the People's Improv Theatre. The Star Wars Edge of the Empire, Age of Rebellion, and Force and Destiny role-playing games belong to Lucas Books and Fantasy Flight Games. All of the excellent music you've heard is by Nerd Salad, who can be found on Facebook or on Twitter at Nerd Salad. Stay tuned for the next thrilling episode of Roll One. Until then, may the Force be with you.